SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
In this bulletin, a delegation of senior Australian officials heads to PNG. Benjamin Netanyahu says the US is working to cancel restrictions on weapons supplies. And in sport, an Australian teenager becomes the youngest male gymnast to qualify for an Olympic trampoline event. With the latest SBS News, I'm Kira Hain. A delegation of Australian government ministers is travelling to PNG for the 30th Australia Papua New Guinea Ministerial Forum. Deputy Prime Minister Richard Marles, Foreign Minister Penny Wong, Attorney General Mark Dreyfus and Home Affairs Minister Claire O'Neill are among the cabinet ministers in the delegation due to arrive within the next 24 hours. Senator Wong says the number of senior officials in the delegation shows Australia is committed to engaging the Pacific region on climate change and broader security issues. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says US Secretary of State Antony Blinken has assured him the US government is working to cancel restrictions on arms deliveries to Israel. The comments come as Israeli public broadcaster Kan reports the country's military intelligence sounded clear warnings regarding a pending attack more than 2 weeks before Hamas launched its attack from the Gaza Strip on the 7th of October. Mr. Netanyahu says when he met Mr. Blinken last week, he expressed appreciation for the support the United States has given Israel since the start of the war against Hamas in October.
When Secretary Blinken was recently here in Israel, we had a candid conversation. I said I deeply appreciated the support the U.S. has given Israel from the beginning of the war. But I also said something else. I said it's inconceivable that in the past few months, the administration has been withholding weapons and ammunition to Israel. Israel, America's closest ally, fighting for its life, fighting against Iran and our other common enemies. Secretary Blinken assured me that the administration is working day and night to remove these bottlenecks. I certainly hope that's the case. It should be the case.
A researcher on extremism in Australia says the threat presented by growth of extremist activity includes terrorist violence and the erosion of universal human rights and dignity under a liberal multicultural democracy. A parliamentary inquiry is examining right-wing extremist movements in Australia and measures to counter violent extremism in Australia. Lydia Khalil is from the Addressing Violent Extremism and Radicalisation to Terrorism Network. She told the inquiry it's important to understand right-wing extremism is not just a monocultural phenomenon.
Oftentimes we think of right-wing extremism as a white Anglo-male phenomenon. However, the expression of right-wing extremism has been manifested and shown across different aspects of our multicultural society, unfortunately. For example, that could be the rise in Hindutva extremism, for example, or pro-Putin apologists, or with, you know, ultra-Croatian fascist expressions.
An organization providing culturally safe legal support and prevention for First Nations survivors of family violence says real-time tracking using accurate data would help direct resources to better tackle the use of missing and murdered First Nations women and children. Aboriginal community-controlled organisation JIRA in Victoria told a parliamentary inquiry too many First Nations women who are victims of domestic violence are misidentified by police as the perpetrators. Antoinette Gentili is the acting chief executive of the group. She says there's a need for more accurate data collection to support Indigenous self-determination.
At least 24% of the women we supported in 2023 had been misidentified as perpetrators of violence by police. Misidentification leads to criminalisation and is a major contributor to the removal of our children. JIRA has supported women who have reported violence to police only to be issued with a warrant for their arrest often over poverty-related offending such as unpaid fines.
And in sport, 17-year-old trampoline gymnast Brock Batty says he couldn't be happier being selected to represent Australia at the Paris Olympics. He will become the youngest male from any nation to ever contest Olympic trampoline when he makes his Olympic debut in Paris. Australia's first and only Olympic medal in gymnastics was won by G. Wallace, who clinched a silver in the men's trampoline event in Melbourne 1956. Batty says it's a dream come true to compete in his first Olympics.
It's insane. Like, I don't really have the words to describe it. Like, this is literally everything I've dreamed of, and it's kind of finally happening. Just started, you know, teaching myself flips on the backyard trampoline, and then, you know, one day mum kind of decided, oh, wouldn't it be a bad option to sign you up and do it at a club, learn how to do it safely, and I guess kind of just took off from there. I don't know what it is, but I'm just obsessed with it, you know, just jumping high, learning new flips, obviously great community in it, but yeah, I'm obsessed with it.
I'm Kira Hain, this is SBS News.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.